נקבצו עלי עזי ממחשמני כל השמענים עם יבבנים באמת ימו כל השלמנים ומינוי סן מימינו ימי שמיינה כבו שירורינו ונים ומינוי סן Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Lili Nishmas Imi Mirosi Ruspas Mordechai. Veschos Akiva Simcha Ben Feiga. We have Yudi here in the house. Yudi. What? Ooh, a Feliz Chanukah, everybody. This goes over here. What's going on? Hakol Beseder. Mazed, this is the new one. Wow. I have never seen this one. Take a look. Gary, see if you can zoom in on this. This one has quotes on it. It's geschmack to do the daf, and it's not about the daf, it's about the yoimi. Nice. Look at that screen. It's a beautiful picture. Givaldic. This is limited edition. The only way you can get one of these, you hear? The only way you can get one of these is if he's not paying attention. Bring your friend. And what else? If you're the friend. Yeah. Rabbi, here we go. This is unbelievable, Hashgacha Prophets. Unbelievable. Baruch Hashem, the Gators won their big rivalry game on Shabbos. I don't know how you knew it. And won a spot in the bowl game as well. And on Motzi Shabbos, Rav Stefanski, the Magichir, who's very likely the world, found a way to give a shout out to the Gators. Go Gators. Smash. What is that, a hockey team? Okay, I know. What are you? This is Yosef Efraimov from Inside Optics, daffing in between eye exams. I don't really see him. Maybe you guys could. But this is something. He's in there somewhere in the picture. Okay. Yosef Efraimov. I see the screen, a picture of me. I don't see him. Next time, Raboisai. This I don't really want to show. It's a little problematic. I'll show it to you guys. Yeah, great. And then they're going to ask what it is. But Yosef Folda, he was here the other day, got back from his stroll, and an hour later, he joined live, Zoom live. Unbelievable. An hour after he got off the plane. The week of Thanksgiving, my Zadie passed away. He was a special neshama, a Holocaust survivor. I still flew in New York, you know, busiest travel weeks of the year to meet up with Shmuley Davidowitz and several other MDY guys from New York, Florida, and some other locations to do a Siyum or Rosh Hashanah. My second ever Siyum, this is Andrew Klempner. Nice Siyum going on here. Here he is right over here. And this, Rabbi said, this is very heartwarming because of this gift, $150 to each Kohel guy. So this is from Shlomo Goldschmidt from the Koilel. It's not him, but these are his children enjoying the gift. We're running out of time. These are the emails that I got today. I just want to show you what it looks like. And I plan on reading every single one of them. I did read every single one. Yechiel Zeda's name is. He's a shliach of the Biala Rebbe. First of all, I want to thank you for sending such precious gold as the Shas. Tainus came at really the right time. Now, every day I learn it twice. My own pace. I go over to share with you on YouTube. Bring me such joy to see my friends from Miami and the other familiar faces. He's going to do work in Kiruv in Mexico. Da, 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 da. He's going to explain. He's going to say the shir over in Spanish, even the jokes. Here he is. Shliach from the Biala Rebbe, learning the daf. And this, it gets better, Mendy, it gets better. Izzy Weinrib, Avrami Weinrib, flying back to the U.S. from Israel, doing the daf.
Empty flight, I love it.
Well, it's before, obviously it was before takeoff. He's already learning as he got on. Jonathan Stefanski will be another time. Okay, here goes. My Shviger asked if you could please give a big mazel tov to my Shver, Moshe Sinitsky, who listens avidly to your wonderful stream every day and enjoys him tremendously. He does, I don't know what the mazel tov is. Kitzer, oh, Manchester. He's disappointed that we're not coming to Manchester. I love you, Shem. My brother-in-law convinced me to join. Mr. Shem, I hope to make my first siyum in my life. First siyum in his life. I had a question. I think there should be a way for members to buy MDY Gemara. No. Daniel, did we read that yesterday? It was the same thing. Ezra Ebriani. First of all, I want to thank your MDY team. 5 years ago, I left Yeshiva Koilo with a bad taste in my mouth for learning. I believe learning wasn't for me. Once being introduced to Yeshiva by Shlomo Lazarian and Rabbi Ari Ben Shushan. Everybody has a problem with that name, even myself. Ari Ben Shushan. I'm proud to say I'm back on learning every day. Today being the third night of Hanukkah marks a very special day for me and my family. On this day last year, our firstborn Yaakov was admitted to Children's Hospital of Los Angeles and underwent a 14-hour liver transplant surgery. None of this would be possible if it wasn't for the help of a selfless stranger in our community. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem, our Yaakov is doing much better. We're celebrating his second birthday with Sudas Haidah and a Siyum on Daf Yoimi Shir. Thank you. It's not about the Daf. It's about the Yoimi. And here we have, I like your concept of the 8-minute Daf and use the same idea for 8 days of Hanukkah donuts made from the pancake mix. This is the famous Itzi Hershkowitz. I want to donate 8 Gemaras, Mesechtes Megillah, in honor of Hanukkah. So if you want to donate Gemaras, Rabbi Yisai, you go to mdysponsor.com. You can donate. And by the way, every Gemara that you donate, there's somebody matching. So it's a double donation. Huh? Yeah, no, it's always like that. This is a nace of MDY. What's your name again? Shalom Aleichem. David Kramer, we kicked Nachman Seltzer out and this became the new seat for that. And what's your name, Shalom Aleichem? From?
Edison, New Jersey.
Edison, New Jersey. And you?
Baltimore.
Wow, Baltimore. You know, they come here a lot more than they're there. You know what I'm saying? The guys from Baltimore come here, but they don't get together over there. What's Pshat? We're starting. I know, but you got to start. You have to make a chabur there. Oh, and he says, I noticed that. Oh, I said his name? I can't read this. Okay. We'll say it tomorrow. Don't try to figure out who it is. All right. I think we have to start the shir. I'll say this. A very interesting thing happened this morning. Actually, it started last night. I heard that there's a very prominent, very, very chashuv Rosh Hashiva that watches the shir. So I was telling somebody at my Hanukkah party at home. I said, there's a chashuv, whatever. So happens to be this Rosh Hashiva contacted me early in the morning, and I spoke to him on the phone. He wanted me to let the Olam know that he loved the Gra. He wanted to say it over in his yeshiva, in the Shmuz. So he decided to look it up, and he decided that the way I learned Pshat is not the right Pshat. He brought me Rais, because it says, that the Vilna Gaon says, it's not Mamish, the word Mamish. So I told him, but Reb Shimshon Pinkos learns exactly like I learned. He didn't care. He said, that's not the real Pshat. I hear what he's saying, and I told him that, you know, it's a controversial thing. He says, how can you say saving Klai Yisrael's Mamish, Dvarim B'Telem? I hear. Now, typically, I wouldn't, maybe, I, you know, Lamana Emes, I'm saying over the Pshat, but, huh? Oh! When, today? After I said it before? Wow, Srili Bornstein said it exactly the same way. So Rosh Hashiva, too, well, we're Balabatim, we're both, I'm not going to speak for him. You should know, I thought about it afterwards, but I have his phone number. I will communicate with him. His wife sent me an email with the Mayor Mekoymus and Zerubach Baron. The only reason I'm bringing it up, really, is because I thought it was cool that Rav Shiva listens to the shir. It has nothing to do with the guy. But anyway, says the, we have to say a couple of sponsors here, then we only have 30 minutes to learn the daf. The Parnas HaChodesh for the Koilel, and by the way, I'm not making this up, Avi could testify to this, somebody else anonymously sponsored a full month of the Koilel, $10,000. So we have three anonymouses, one after another. This anonymous guy, I know he's super, super anonymous. The middle one, I'm going to try to convince him to at least, so he could say some name here. But this one is also anonymous. He's very makbid. His name is Chaim from Lakewood. Beseflis Titus, no, Bemis. I'm not going to say his last name. Beseflis Titus is dedicated by Kessler. There's a couple of Chaims in Lakewood, I heard. Beseflis Titus is dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families before Shlema from Miriam. Esther Bas Dvaira, Paras HaChodesh, is by Yoili. Lili Nishmas, his father's sister in Shver. And by Reuven Klein, for his mother, Nechama Bas Kolev. Another Paras HaChodesh, and his brothers, in honor of Hannah Sebzio and Crespin Ben Azaria families, and Shlomo Azaria for inspiring us to join MDY. And the MDY Monsi Tinek and Psei Chevra, and Zchus and Rufu Shlomo for the son of one of our local MDY Chevra, Alta Yeshaya Ben Malko Chaya. Reminds me, we have to do the raffle for the last matching campaign. But boy, side, bring your friends. Bring your friends. Status, whatever. Shalom Aleichem. Robert Links is in the house. Wow, the architect of RBS. Okay, we are holding on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, brand new perek, brand new mesechta. Say the Taniyos. Elu ha'amur b'revir rishayna. So we had the whole, remember this, you have the three fasts, if it doesn't rain, you wait, if it doesn't rain again, we increase the different things that we do, and finally, the final seven is the most extreme of the fasts. Say that you say elu ha'amur b'revir rishayna. It's the first rain. Avot smachim shishanu, but if the plants look different, the wheat is growing something strange. Not that it didn't grow. It grew something interesting. Barley grew something different. Masrin aleim miyad. We do what we do in the seven tanesim immediately. We don't go through the whole procedure, three, and we increase a little bit. Now we go full force, right into the seven, whatever that is. I'm not saying the amount, but in terms of the force, in terms of the type of davening, in terms of the type of everything we do, all the chumras we do on the seven. Mipnei shihi makas batzoris. It is a shortage. It's a maka. It's a zet. It's a terrible. It's a calamity. Yardu l'tzmachin avalo yardu l'ilon. What if it rained enough for plants but not for the trees? As the Gemara describes, and we learned it already, trees require a lot of rain. Plants require more of a drizzle. L'ilon avalo l'tzmachin. It poured hard and not soft. L'zeh l'zeh. It did for both. Avalo l'boris l'shichin l'maris. There's not enough water for drinking. Masriyin alei miyad. What are you going to do without? You can't be thirsty and say, let's push it off a couple of weeks. Let's do three and then let's leave. You got to go right into it. V'cheinir shalei yodur leo kshamim, in a city that didn't rain over here, but it rained elsewhere. V'chsivim tarti alir echos v'alir achas lo yamter chelko achas timoter. And it says all the way at the end of the pasuk, v'chelko shalei tamter oleo tivosh. It's going to dry out. Anyway, the point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing, he's what's the word? Pointing to the city, he's calling out the city, specifically the city, and saying, singling out is the word I was looking for, thank you, singling out the city and saying, you are not going to get rain, everybody, so there's a problem here. They need to fix the problem immediately. Top of your Tesla Medallah, Oysa Ha'ir, that doesn't have rain, Misano Umasras. So we had a machloikis, what terua is. Is terua screaming out? Terua is a shofar. Let's say it means that they cry out. So this city, because it's in a big tzara, Hashem is talking to them directly. They need a fast and they need a cry. Everybody around them has to fast. Why does everybody have to fast? They're doing great. They have rain. Everything is growing. The reason is because this city, since they have a drought, they're going to come into the city next to them and they're going to buy them out. And the other city that has produce right now is going to lose the produce. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Masriyos Veloy Misanois. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's similar to Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur. There's a cry and no tainus. V'cheinir sheyesh bo dever oimer poilas. If there's a plague or there's an earthquake, oisayir misano masras. That city that had the earthquake has to fast and cry. V'chol sibi v'seh misanois veloy masriyos. And everybody around them, surrounding them, also have to fast, but they don't have to cry. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Masriyos Veloy Misanois. Fakert. They have to, cities next to have to daven, and they don't fast. Ezu Dever. What does it mean that there's a plague? Ir Hamayitio Chameish Meis Ragli. We had the Shaila, right? I guess when they asked Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky about Corona in the beginning, so he maybe went to this Mishnah. What's a plague? If you have 500 people, V'yotzu mimeno shloisha mesim b'shloisha yamim zacherzeh. If three people died one after another in 3 days, that's a plague. What if three people died on 1 day or in 2 days? Certainly should be a plague. Wrong. It's not a plague. Plague is 1, 2, 3. He says machlekes. Okay. I don't think it's maybe. Huh? Oh, you're talking about in Baba Kama. Very nice. Ha'ez ha'dever, pachaz mekan, ein ha'dever. Alei le'matriyim b'chol mokoyim alashi dofoyim v'al ha'yirokoyim. So, any place where b'chol mokoyim, we have to, in other words, the whole world, if there's a shidofoyim, there's winds that are destroying our grain. There's a yirokoyim. So one pshat in yirokoyim is it's like a jaundice, like a yellow, or it could be even more severe. There's certain machlas, terrible machlas. Like my mother, when she became yellow, she went to the doctor and they told her what it was. It's a sign. It's a very bad sign, yellow. Or some people learn it's in the food. The food turns yellow. Two pshatim rash. V'la'irokin. V'la'arbe. Huh? What? 1 month. Yeah, no, I saw that. I didn't make it up. I'm just saying he says it's machlas. I don't know who says otherwise. V'la'arbe gemara. Okay. Vala arbe, vala chosil. We only know one daf at a time. Vala arbe. If there is locust, vala chosil, this is two types. One has many, and one is a destroying type, the one that destroys the crop. And now that we're here and we have plenty of time, so I'll tell you a maisa shahaya in the year Tafshin Yutes, the moshav of Komemiot was careful with Shemitah, and there was locusts in Eretz Yisrael, and it destroyed all the crops around Komemiot and didn't go into Komemiot. So you would think that the people that didn't keep Shemitah, it would do something to them. You know what happened? There's something called Litzanus. They said a line. You know what their line was? Even the locusts hate Haredi produce. And that was it. And they kept on going. And they don't keep Shemitah. It's unbelievable. You see it, B'chush, here. So everybody around locust not. They had a teretz. Balachayaro, I saw another beautiful story about Komemiot, but a different time. Balachayaro, balachere. Terrible animals. They come in there. We're just talking the other day in Mendi about leopards escaping from the parks and going in and killing human beings. Balacherev, war, matrin oleho. Everybody has to. Mibneshi mako mahaleches. Since it's a traveling kind of calamity, you don't know when the arba is going to hit you. Just because it's down the block, it doesn't mean it's not you. It might get up and get to you. Just because it's a leopard in the other neighborhood, tomorrow's going to be over here. So everybody has to daven. Says the Gemara, is a Mishnah. By the way, I forgot to mention that this Mishnah is sponsored Latzlocha Ruchni for Shimshin David Lipo Ben Yehudas Bela. Forgot to mention it. But I do want to mention that he saved a lot of money. Why? Because I looked up in the Mishnayis of Tainas, this Mishnah, which is enormous and goes all the way down to the bottom of the Amud, is actually 9 Mishnayis. It's 9 Mishnayis. And Vilna, so he saved $900, this guy. Unbelievable. Yeah, you got a great deal. You got 9 for 1. Renee, I don't know. It's a Shaila Lalacha. Maybe you should pay us anyway. What? It just happened. Look at this, and there's even a little Mishnah here in the middle, and they took it out, and it's a whole mahal. Smamish. Okay. The skating came down from Yerushalayim to the cities of Gozer Tanis, Al Shinira, Kimloi, P. Tanner, Shidofim, Ashkeloi. We're going to see what that is in the Gemara. the opening of an oven of wind that came and destroyed the crop in Ashkelon. There's a story that two wolves ate children in Eivar Yarden. Very interesting. I looked it up. The first thing that came up says that in Eretz Yisrael, this is Google, 10 attacks in 4 months, brazen wolves preying on children in Israel south. This is Hayom Hazeh. Now I'll tell you, I lived in Lincolnwood many years. Lincolnwood is literally 1 foot away from Chicago. It's there's a street in between. It's this side of the street is this zip code, this side is that. But Lincolnwood is a little bit more like suburban. There's no lights at night and the houses are further apart. I was walking in the street there once and I saw what I thought were two wolves. I'm not kidding. And I tried to chase them away. They were like larger than German shepherds. They looked like German shepherds, but larger. Turns out they were coyotes. But, and these guys look even smaller than that. And I actually took a picture. I had my phone and took a picture. And I tried to scare them. They wouldn't run away like dogs. Nothing. They're just walking around and this and that. There's an issue over there in Chicago, but I don't know if they, I never heard of wolves in Eretz Yisrael. I know they have jackals, they actually had a hyena here in Eretz Yisrael. Real hyena, somebody found a hyena in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Fine. Zeim shel dinot ve'ei yard. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo yashach, maybe in Eretz Yisrael they call wolves, they call coyotes wolves, I don't know. Rabbi Yossi Omer, I was once on a plane, this guy was giving me a whole drasha, they flew all the way to Yellowstone, so he could find the wolf. He stayed there for days, and it's like a whole thing. To see a wolf live is like they take the binoculars, a whole bunch of people, wolf watching, it's called. It's not pasha to see a wolf. And over here, they're just roaming around. I don't know. They didn't eat the children. That's not what happened. They were seen, like in this picture. Now, this is what you do a true. Now, it's not the true with the shofar. This is what you daven. Aneini, Hashem, aneini. Aleir shikifu nachrim einar. If the Goyim are coming, or there's a flood, danger of a flood, there's many people on a ship, it's about to go down, you got to daven immediately. You don't do that on Shabbos, you could scream for help, so people go save the ship, to put a dam for the water, it shouldn't come in, something, but not stam to daven, it might not work. Interesting, that Rabbi Yankiv Emden reads it Hatimani. The nafkimin is, was he from the land of Taman, from Yemen? Or did he live in a city in Taman? And I saw that people say, the Rambam brings down that there's 37 times in Mishnayis that there's a Tana mentioned once in the entire Shas. So everybody asks questions. Well, but the Tana was mentioned twice. And this Tana is not even mentioned, whatever, back and forth. And I saw somebody say, I forgot who, like a chash of a person said, look, even the Rishonim, a gadol shebegdolim, the greatest of the great, maybe he forgot something because it says Mefurish, this time only once, you know, today with Bar Ilan. Hard to understand, but that's what somebody was saying. But on this question, how come it says Shimon HaTimni twice, the same, one is HaTimani and one is Timni, and they have good writers because in another gear it's HaShifchi or something, because they're saying it's two different people. I'll cop on him. Shimon HaTimni Oimer, Af Ala Dever, this applies even for a plague, V'lei Hoideloi Chachamim, and this is Rashi says it's a lashon nekiyah. It's like saying soineim shel Yisrael. You know, this death should happen to the enemies of Klal Yisrael. So we say on any tzar that's not going to happen, we stick in the not. It means without the word not. I call tzara shetovay, whatever. That's what. But it's a lashon nekiyah. You see from here, it's always kedai to use a nicer, cleaner lashon. I call tzara shel tovay al tzibur matrin aleip. So it's not dafka, you know, grasshopper, something that's very bad. Each generation, different, maybe corona, maybe whatever it is in the generation. Chutz meroiv kshamim, besides if there's a lot of rain, too much rain. Ma'ezer sham ruloi l'choni amagel. The famous story of Choni Amagel. Here, I have the picture from Yoni. We have Rishos. Choni Amagel. Why is his name Magel? Because he's known for this story that he made a circle. No. His palal sheyerdu kshamim. He's chumacholik. Okay, machloikis. My job is to chayav avi palal sheyerdu kshamim. You're a chashav person. You're close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Daven for the rain. Amar lehem tu v'achnisu tanuri psachim b'shvil shelo yimayku. This happened on Chafadar, right before 10 days before Pesach. So Klal Yisrael is getting ready for Karban Pesach. They had to make their ovens. Bring those ovens in that are made out of clay. They're going to get ruined in the rain. I'm confident that it's going to rain. His spalal of Leyardu Kshamim. He davened and nothing happened. Me also. Og Ugo. He made the circle and he stood inside. They look up to me. They say, you're Ben Bayis. You belong here. You're a child. I swear in your name. Very, very strong lashon of a shvua. You should. I'm not going to move. It was almost like Hashem was playing a game with him, so to speak. You gave him a couple drops. You swore here. I broke you. Now you don't have to. You can move out of your circle already. Omar loikach shalti. And this lashon Rabbi said, this is the problem. The shvur part is might not be as big of a problem as this. Loikach shalti. This is not what I asked for, Hashem. Elogishmi boyre shichinu ma'arais. I asked for real rain that's going to fill up the reservoirs of water. Hitchilu leire bezav. So start. You want those waters? I'll give you those waters to fill up the boyres. But nobody wants that rain. It's not good for your garden. It's too strong. Omar loikach shalti. Again, he said it. Elogishmi rotzin bracha unedava. I want the good rains. Yorduk etiknon to start raining nicely. Achiyotzi from Yerushalayim laharabayis is so much. They had to take refuge on harabayis mipnei hakshamim. Bo vamruloi. And now they're complaining the other way around. Kishay shispalat aleim shiyerdu. Could you please make it stop? It's going on for who knows how long. It's way too much. Please daven that they should stop. Omar lohem tzuru im nimches even atoyin. Says Rashi, there's a stone for Hashavas Aveda purposes. If you lost something, you went over there to that stone. If somebody found something, like in Great America when you lose your child, you know, there's a certain place, you go, so everybody gets together there. See if that stone is still destroyed, if it's above water, is high up. You know, we're in Har HaBayis now. Shogli Shim Ben Shetach, il moli choyni ato. So Shim Ben Shetach was upset at him. If you weren't choyni, gizrani olecha nidi, I put you in chayrim. Ava ma'esa lecha, sha'atom ischati lefnei ha'mokoy voisa lecha ritzoyncha. You sin, so to speak, and you do what you need to do. Kevenchu mischata aloviv, voisa lecha ritzoyncha. Just like a son misbehaves, but the father at the end gives in and buys him that phone he shouldn't buy him and the bike and whatever it is. So to you're not right for doing what you did. The way you asked for it is not right. You said, loikach sha'alti, but over and kvetching and whatever the lashon is, whatever the problem is. But you're a ben bayis. You're like a son. Okay, parents are parents. They give in to everything, even when you don't behave. So I'm not going to put you nidui. Stama, real quickly, because your mom is running late. I forgot who it is. I'm sure I'll get an email or two reminding me of the Barditchev, some Rebbe, saw a guy davening. You know how like these guys, you stand next to a guy, and he started Shmoneh Esrei right with you. You're not even at Magen Avram, and the guy's doing Asi Shalom. You know these guys? So the Rebbe goes over to one of the guys. So I did my trick. I said, if you repeat the Shmoneh Esrei like that, I'll give you $1,000. And of course he couldn't, da da da. Fine. And then he became my nephew-in-law, that guy. You reminded me recently. He says, because of you, I'm doing it better. Okay, fine. Lauren also took up my trick, right? Works? My pleasure. That nudge and shul. I'll give you $1,000. You can read this. Get out of here. Let me dive it. Fine. So the Rebbe went over to the guy. And he says, what? He says, that's what your Shmoneh Esrei sounded like. But I'll tell you what. A mother, when a kid goes, the mothers, the kid goes, he wants a piece of chocolate. I didn't hear that. No, that's what he wants. V'kachava. So a mother understands the child. Hashem understands you when you go blah, blah, blah. But I'll tell you what, it's very strange when a 15-year-old kid goes, blah, 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 I want chocolate. That doesn't work. If you're a baby, then you can talk like that. But Hashem understands you. That's fine, but you should try to talk like an adult. That's what the guy said. But the Rebbe said. So, Yismach Avicha V'Yimecha said, Hashem is okay. He'll listen to you and give you the rain. You're a child that's, so to speak, misbehaving. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Hoyim Misanim Yodim Lim Kshomim. They were fasting and it rained. Koydim Netzachamo. If it's before sunrise, Lo Yashlimu, they don't have to finish the fast because that's it. They got what they needed to get. But if it's after the Nets, Yashlimu. It's up until Chatzos. So if until Chatzos, let's say it's called 12 o'clock for argument's sake, in the afternoon, if it rained before that, you could break your fast and keep on going. Now, Rabbi Yisai, let's see if anybody remembers. We learned that an individual that accepts upon himself a tainus, a problem, remember? His friend is dying, and he says, I'm going to fast. And then they say, oh, your friend lived. He's out of the hospital. Everything's good. He's back at work. He has to finish his fast. Does anybody remember why? What's the pshat? Huh? So what? Sibur? No. So I'll just remind you, it's that joke. That's when I said the joke with the guy with the parking spot. Because it looks like he's making a deal with Hashem. It's like, if you find me this parking spot, I'll do X. Oh, Hashem, thank you, Hashem. I don't need you anymore. So he's made, there's no deals. You made a deal, you said, don't play games with Hashem. That's how Rashi explains it over there. That's why, by Yachid, it's different. By Rabim, you can break the fast. Maisa goes to Tainus below you. This is already in Israel. In fact, like Rabbi Eliezer, it rained before Chatzos, not before Nets. That's it. You could break your fast. It's a Yontif. It's a beautiful day. Start raining. Halal Gadol, as we learned, is the paragraph in the Kilo Elam Chazal, Kilo Elam Chazal, Halal Gadol. Says the Gemara, say the Taniyos, Ha'elo Amar B'Revi Rishoyna. It says in our Mishnah, the first words in the Mishnah, if you look, on Yud Chasam Beis, we're talking about the first rank. V'Remini, but what about the Braise? It says, Revi Rishoyna Shnir Shlishol, Shlishit L'Sanois. You have to wait until the third rain, until you start fasting. What's going on here? Is it the third rain or the first rain? We already discussed this. We already explained that in the beginning of the Sechta. It's talking about first, Revi Rishoyna is the first, second, and third. That's what Revi Rishoyna means. If it didn't grow, or they changed, then you daven immediately, you cry, if they dried up, so one pshat in Rashi, once it's dry, there's nothing you can do about it. You can daven from today to tomorrow, it's shloi b'derech hateva. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu take a dried out, a dead thing and make it live, but that's not how it works. So you're davening tefillah shav. It says specifically, only if it changes to another type of product, so to speak. But once it becomes Yavishna, what happened was, you saw that it did grow a little bit. Ma, the same Akanta Milsi. Oh, it grew. It grew another millimeter. So ask for rain, it'll grow more. No. Once it dries out, even though it grew that little bit, it's all over. Kamash Malan, don't daven for it. We learned the Mishnah. If it stopped raining between rains, my makas betzoris. What does the word betzoris means? That, and we're going to see from the answer in the Gemara what the question is. Betzoris means that there's no produce now. But if it stops raining now, this produce right now, you have produce in your cupboard. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, makam mevia lidei betzoris. Yes, you're right. Right now you have food. Very good. But tomorrow you're not going to have food. Or Rav Nachman, Nahara Nahara, if you could bring the produce with large ship containers, so there's plenty, Batsurta, then it's a lushan of Batsoiris, there's a shortage. Midinta, but if you have to do it with an animal carried on the back of a donkey, of a horse, you're not going to be able to feed a whole country like that. Get it from one country, until it gets there, it's not enough. Then it's called kafna, it's a famine, according to Tosfos on Amud Aleph. You'd have to daven stronger you'd have to cry for the famine versus the shortage. We just turned to the Yutessam Bay, sponsored by Adam Vales, in memory of my mother, Gail F. Rachner, Avigal Gitabas Pesach, the Chava Rivka. Sponsored anonymously, as a schuss for Shiduchim for my siblings and myself. V'omar Rebbe Chanino. If the produce is extremely expensive and it's you can find it in the store, batsurto, that's a shortage. Now, what's a good example today? Bismanenu. Now, in America, they're not going to understand what we're saying, but in Israel, disposables. Very good. disposable. You have in the store, just nobody could afford it. If it's the regular price, but you can't find it, and that's like what? Toilet paper and Corona. Kafno. The price didn't go up, you just can't find it. That's already bad news. That's already a famine. When there's plenty of money going around and the fruits are around, okay. When there's no money going around, like the depression in the 30s, there's no money. Even if the fruit is very cheap, but there's no, the pasha, no money. So people are dying. Matrin oleh miyad. So you have to start davening immediately. I just thought it was very interesting, the Rabbi Tam, just real quickly. Yeah, you know what? We're not going to say it now. Not enough time. I remember when for one selah you could buy four saw. So how much could you buy for five selah? Five times four is how much? 20 saw. How, this is an easy question. If you just think about it, you'll know the answer. How big of a box is 20 saw? Half of a mikvah. A mikvah is 40 saw. Now, how big is a mikvah? A lot of people remember that. It's one amma by one amma by three ammas. So 20 saw would be 1.5 amma high by one by one. So it says the Rabbi Natam, if you want to give the kayin wheat for your pinyan ben, you give him a 1 by 1 by 1.5. Comes out from this gemara. Okay, anyway. Yardu, so what happened? There was many people that had swollen bellies like this. I don't know if this is appropriate, but okay. When there's famine, this is what happens, unfortunately. This is Borough Park after Kiddush. Yeah. Okay. After the three sushi chefs, they said they made enough and there's a big protest. What's going on here? Six chalons. Maishal has seven, you only have six chalons. That's where it is. The bellies were swollen, many people. Bitferia, Midalei Sisar. That's it. There's famine. Yordu Tzmochim have a loyal Elon. Bishlam Tzmochim loyal Elon. I understand. This is very simple. How does it rain for flowers, for tzmachim? How do you say tzmachim? Plants and not for trees. Mishkachas lo, that's a nicha v'le'asir razi. It comes down very softly, not hard. Li'ilav v'le'le tzmachim, that's a razi v'le'asir nicha. It comes down very hard. That's great for the trees. It goes down to the deep roots, not for the plants. V'zeh v'zeh, av'le'le boriz v'shichim ma'ariz, mishkachas lo, how do we have enough good rain for both? That's a razi v'nicha. It comes down hard and then it comes down soft. It's good for the plants, good for the trees. Miutuv liyas, it doesn't rain a lot, so we don't have enough for the reservoir of water. Elaha vaha, elaha desanya, but this that we learned, yodu laboriz l'shigumariz. How is it possible? There's so much rain that fills up the pools that you hear in Eretz Yisrael, you see it when you go on these hikes, you see they had these massive cisterns for the water, for the wine, whatever it was, but you know what it is. How is it possible you have enough for that to fill that up? It's not good for your trees. If it's very heavy, so it's good for trees. If it's very soft, it's good for the plant. But how is it possible it's not good for the plants or the trees? It came down so forceful that it just ruined everything. It filled it up. It was way too quick. So we had once, I forgot what Masech, but first HaPesach, but first means halfway, like 15 days before Pesach. Over here Rashi says, Bimei HaPesach. Okay. Didn't really look into it, but somewhere around Pesach, ala boyrois v'shichin u'ma'arois. So we have to start davening by for the trees when it's around Pesach. What? Where was it? No way. No. I think we had it before that. No way. No. It can't be that far away. He's saying it was in Pesach. No, we were probably in Pesachim. I guarantee we had it like in Pesachim time. He says, yeah, he's from the new, he wasn't here before, and he says he remembers the Gemara. Has to be. Listen, I don't know. We'll ask the guy. We'll ask the, I'm sure the, what, the guy in the Messiah's Shas doesn't bring it, somebody. Matrina ala ilona is befroiz, no one's out. Ala bariz is shichin amariz. Befroiz, the guy takes it. Afilu befroiz a chag. Now, for water, to drink water, even by Sukkos. Now, That's a little bit of a nace. You're asking for a nace. You're asking for water before it's time for water. Okay. But you have to. We need it. And you do it immediately in the middle of the summer. Right away. So let's say we're right now, what day is it today? Wednesday. So we're on Wednesday. We need water today. So you do today? No. You wait all the way to next Monday because you have to start fasting on a Monday. You can't start fasting on a Wednesday. And you only scream out in their country. Vaskaro, let's say people are dying from Askaro. In those days, it's like the worst disease. It's restriction of the windpipe, of some sort of breathing disorder. If people are dying from it, then you have to dive in immediately. If it's just like difficulty breathing, a little asthma, you don't dive for it. What? Shkolim. Oh. So it's after Pesachim, Pesach time. Oh. Shkolim. Masrim al guivai b'chol shuhu. And al guivai. Even this little guivai. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer af al chagav. So two types, different types of guivai. Is this destroying one? I don't know that this is the picture, but by the time you're done with this guy, so let's say it starts out with a couple hundred of them. You know what's coming. You know what's in store. Tomorrow, it's a couple billion, and you don't have a field anymore, so you better dive in right away. The rest of Shemitah year, six out of the seven, you dive for the trees. You need water on Shemitah. You can't do anything about your trees anyways on Shemitah. There's no reason to dive. You should dive in for the trees on Shemitah. At the end of the day, the poor are supported by those trees. Tanya idoch, matrim na'ilana is b'shar shishne shavua. We don't daven for the trees. And Shemitah, al b'reshav shalom, is afilu b'shviz, this we said. But here's the nafkmina. M'shim gom li loymer, af, al'ilana matrim, ala svichim b'shviz. He adds the svichim, and that is the overgrowth, the wheat that grows by itself. Mibnei, shish b'pranosa la'anim. Again, it's for the poor, so we should daven for them. Tanya. Omer b'lazer b'parto. Tzimukim in Hebrew is a raisin. You take a grape, you make it a raisin. It becomes tight. Rain is not like it used to be in the time of Beis HaMikdash when they used to daven for the rain and people were tzaddikim, like the Vilna Gaon says, we can't even understand the balabas in those days. Some years, here in Eretz Yisrael, you see it. Last year, there's so much rain, Bli Ayin Hara, that they had to open up the kinneret, they had to let it loose. It was too much. It was overflowing. And there's, unfortunately, many years, very little rain. Sometimes it comes in time. Sometimes it doesn't come in time. Like a slave that got his entire salary on Sunday. So, the slave has enough time the whole week to prepare his bread. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us rain at the end. But you know what? It's not that good. It's a major problem. Yeah, I'm going to have bread. Shvach bread. Like these sourdoughs. You need 2-3 days to prepare them. You're banging them, this, that, the whole thing. When there's a lot of rain, Levitch and Osanli Rabbi Panasosib Vasachas gave him his whole salary one shot. So the Gemara says like this: when you go, anytime, let's say you take a pot, you mix something up in the pot. So there's going to be stuff that gets stuck on the side of the pot. It doesn't matter how much you're making in the pot. Give me half pot, you're going to get the same amount of waste. So if you have everything in one shot, you have 180 times the amount of a kav. You have a kur. You're going to have the same waste as one kav as they have in a kur. You could, one kav versus 180 times that amount, same amount of waste. When it goes through the machine, whatever gets stuck on the side of the machine. The waste is the same. So I might as well get the larger amount. Like a slave who got his Parnasa, very little at a time. So he's only doing a kav at a time. He has, let's say, a quarter of a kav waste. So every time he puts a kav into the machine, he wastes a quarter of a kav. Instead of wasting one quarter of a kav for every for his entire supply, he's wasting a quarter of a kav every day. Another pshat. Somebody's making cement. You can make nice cement if you have plenty of water. But if he doesn't have enough water, it's not a very good cement. Have a wonderful day. Have a freilich Chanukah.